way I could get a hold of the club or something so I could get more information.
Oh, you can get that.
Yeah.
But, and here until we saw it on TV, I said, my God, I told her we could have gone, taken our records with us, and compare notes.
Yeah, when I went to the opening of the library, I met a gentleman there, and he said he was going to send me an application to be a member, but he never did. So I don't know how to call.
Oh, well, I think through the phone book or something, maybe through the library also, we can get you an address.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Let's see.
Yeah, I sure would.
Got to see where we are here. Did your family ever go on vacation?
No.
You went to Arizona, remember, in the back of the little car?
Yeah, but they went to visit.
My stepfather's family.
Or whatever. Uh-huh. But that was through my stepfather.
Yeah.
My mother, when my mother and dad were married, there was no such a thing as vacation. I don't think anybody went on vacation. How could you go?
Did you do things together as a family for entertainment?
Oh, yeah, we get together, especially at Easter. And we'd drive ourselves down the road towards Newhall. You know, at that time, there was hardly no buildings. And we'd find spots to for Easter. We'd color eggs and stuff and go hide and make like a picnic. And we'd stay there all day. Those were our outings. But for us, a vacation, no way.
What were some of the other outings that your family would do?
How about when you guys go to the beach?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, we went to the beach quite a bit. And we'd
stay overnight.
We'd be
overnight
five or six
at the
families
beach.
Together. And we'd stay at the beach and camp and stay for two, 3 days.
Yeah.
Time.
Yeah, that was the best time of my life.
Yeah.
To go grunion hunting.
Oh, yeah, grunion hunting.
You didn't have license or nothing like they do
this
now.
Was, I think we
and,
started.
And then they'd sit around the fire and sing Mexican songs. Oh, that was so beautiful.
I think we started that in 1935, 36, going to the beach.
Which beach would you go to?
We'd go, well, where we went at that time in those years was Oxnard.
So
we could
stay
there.
Fires.
Night, and we'd be five or six of the family, and we'd all meet and just stay there.
Yeah.
And we'd have a ball. Those were our vacations.
Yeah.
We
were
but no bathing suits, naturally. We'd have to get on the beach with our clothes or whatever we had on because we couldn't afford swimming suits. But it was an outing to us, and it was nice.
Yeah.
You know? Everybody would take some kind of food, and some way or the other, we stayed there 3 nights. And which was, that was about our only vacations, because even the show we couldn't afford, and it was only 5 cents.
Yeah.
We couldn't afford to go to the show.
To a movie.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't. But there we had no outings.
No.
And sometimes my father could afford a car, and sometimes he couldn't. And actually, you buy a car, and it's an old one, right? And there's times when we never had a car. I stopped to think, and it makes me mad at the things, you know. I says, why couldn't we have done this?
Well, remember the first car you bought, 1930-something?
Where?
The car you bought, that old car you bought that you gave to Buddy.
Oh, that was during the war. See, I was a little working at Lockheed, and my husband's Jackson. They were all working at Flair's. That was in 1942. And I got some money together and bought a 1935 Ford.
Ford.
It was real cute, though.
Uh-huh.
For my brothers, because my brother was working with, my brother was married. And would take them all to work. That's the first car we ever had. Or that I can say that I bought, but I bought it for them, you know. I never kept it. We had a little old car. And that's the only car we ever had then.
Yeah, but...
But well, besides
35.
What my father had when he was with us, you know...
Mm-hmm.
But that we had a car at the house, we never did, until during the war that, you know, I was working and I got that.
Your parents got divorced?
My parents got divorced in 1935. Well, he was 35. They got married in 1915.
And then your mother remarried?
My mother remarried in 1938.
38.
Something like that. My father took off with a lady that had 9 kids.
Oh, the skeletons are just coming right out of the closet.
And she was like 9 or 10 years older than my dad. Mm. And she left my mom, which my mom was a very good-looking woman, wasn't she, Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Very good-looking woman. And my mother was only like 32, 33 years old. Took off with this lady that was 50-some years old. And we're neighbors from across the street. and we knew each other. And we didn't know what all these little shenanigans were going on, you know? And so then, since then, he couldn't help us. He's a member of the ICU.
That must have been very hard.
He couldn't help us because he had to help that lady with the 9 kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then send my mother the $7 a month for
child support?
For child support for
$7 for five.
Because I don't think they call my brother because, like I tell you, he was picking lemons and oranges and stuff when he was 7 years old. And $7 a week my father had to send my mother for 5 of us. And then there was weeks that he couldn't do it because he was working in construction by then.
Did they have laws then? Was that $7 a week? Was that said?
There were laws. Uh-huh. Oh, yes, because if he didn't do it for a month, my mother would report him, and then he'd get a warrant or something. They wouldn't put him in jail because it was best for him to work, but it would scare the heck out of my father because my father had never been in jail. He never was. And that would scare him. He thought, well, they're going to put, lock me up. So he would send the money. I don't know how he did it, but some way or the other, he'd find it, and he'd mail. It was 2 weeks before, or 3 weeks. 2 weeks, $14, 3 weeks, $21, but it was a lot of money then.
So that would be adequate for your mother to support the kids and herself.
Even if it wasn't, you pay 3 cents a loaf for bread at those years, I remember, And it'd give you 50 cents. How awful what I'm going to tell you.
I give 50 cents.
Give 50 cents to go to the market to buy some meat because my aunt or somebody from L.A. would come to visit. Mm-hmm. I'd go buy 40 cents of meat and buy a candy. And she never knew it. And that amount of meat was enough to all eat. But 50 cents. 50 cents is a lot of money, And then she'd make rice and beans, whatever the tortillas, to go with the rest. And,
10 cents was a lot of money. What'd you do with it?
Treat everybody in the neighborhood.
In those days.
Did you ever know about that?
No. That's the first time I heard about it.
Tell me. Stuff. You go shopping and they'd only give you a dollar to go buy shoes.
Yeah.
And if you could find them for 75 cents, you'd buy them and you keep your washing. Because where are you going to get 25 cents after that? No way. Or we'd go to Cressis.
Mm-hmm.
And
I never forget.
5 and 10 cents store?
5 and 10. But it wasn't called that. What was it called?
5 and 10 cents. Cress? Was it Cress?
Cress
Company.
Cress, but I don't know what it was in your time.
And, I remember the graduation 5 and 10. From 6th to 12th grade to 7th grade. They took me shopping and we went to Cress's and my mother bought me this dress. To me, it was the prettiest thing you've ever seen for 75 cents. A cotton dress. And to me, I was all dressed to kill, and then with my permanent, 75 cent permanent. Oh boy. No makeup though.
Yeah.
We didn't have makeup, or either we couldn't afford it, or we didn't use it. I don't know what it was, but we never had makeup to wear to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And if we did, maybe we weren't allowed to use it. I don't remember.
Do you remember, what were some other things you remember about World War II?
Did you guys used to paint those, your leg?
With makeup. Leg makeup.
I heard about that. I was amazed when someone told me.
Yeah,
that.
Leg makeup.
They probably should have did. I never did.
Yeah, leg makeup.
And make it look like you had nylons on, huh?
It looked like you had nylons on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we used to get our nylons from Tijuana, whoever went, and buy them.
Yeah.
Which were good nylon, not like what you buy now, real silk. Mm-hmm. $5, but that was a lot of money.
$5.
Because we were working, we'd get them, and you'd need to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, during the war, there really wasn't much, and I know when the war started, it was very scary.
Yeah,
and everybody was crying, And then at that time, we had the red car, that it came to San Fernando at those years, and I remember that's where all the people would gather, because a group of boys would go. Would call and they'd have to go, and everybody would go to see him, even if you didn't know him. because it was so sad. And everybody would cry. You could hear him just crying out loud. And even if you didn't know the boy, because it was so sad to see him leave. Naturally, when your turn came, you know, like when my husband came, it was worse. I think I lost 15 pounds or something, and then that's when I started smoking. That's a hell of an excuse, huh? That's a bad word. No, really, because I was losing so much weight.
Uh-huh.
And then this uncle of mine used to roll the cigarettes at that time, and he'd say, come here, I'm going to roll you a cigarette. And he did, and I coughed and stuff, and I was working lucky then, by then. And he'd roll four or five of them for me to take the cigarette. I wasn't proud. I smoked the rolled cigarettes. But that was during the war, because it was so sad, you know. It was awful.
And then here you had this baby.
He was 9 months
infant,
old.
Yeah.
He was 9 months old. And it's awful. Then you have to come back and live with your mother. And
where did your husband, where was he stationed?
Well, he went to the Philippines, and he went to... He went to Australia, but besides that, he went to New Guinea.
Oh, yeah.
That's mostly where he spent all his
time.
Was
he in the Navy?
No, Army. New Guinea. He spent a lot of his time there. He was gone almost 5 years. No, 4.5 years. And then finally, he wound up in Japan after the war was over. But then by the time he came back, well, things got wetter after the war. He went to work for Lockheed for a little bit, and then he decided he didn't want to. He didn't like the idea of punching the clock, so he quit and he went to work for General Motors when they were building General Motors. That was 1946, I guess. And then after that, he...
What did he do there?
Building the building.
Oh, construction.
Mm-hmm.
And helping the plumbers, and that's how he liked it, and he got involved in plumbing, and he wound up being a plumber. But... during the war, before that, I mean, when he came back from the service, it was awful. I mean, we were only paying $15 a month, and he couldn't get a job, you know. They weren't hiring at Lockheed anymore. And I don't know, some way or the other, I don't know, somebody got him in there. Somebody that was still in there got him, and then he only lasted a week or two, and he quit, because he didn't like it. But,
Did you ever go to work, Ramona?
Yes, I went to work when I was 17 in at the San Fernando Sewing Factory for was Jack Barenfeld. It was on First Street in San Fernando.
And what were you sewing?
We were making shirts. I was a special machine operator, putting buttons and buttonholes. We were getting 75 cents an hour. And if you made more, you were on your own afterwards. After you made so much, then they give you like a bonus.
Oh.
Over so much a bundle then of shirts.
So you got each shirt. 75 cents an hour. And
uh-huh.
If you were very fast and you were doing
more.
Know, 10 more than
uh-huh.
the other person, you got
uh-huh. like
per
a
shirt or something.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Like a bonus.
And
yeah.
Were there many other women working there?
Oh, yes. There were a lot
women.
Of women. Uh-huh. Mostly women. You worked there, didn't you?
I worked there, too, before I
yeah,
went to
Della. And my other sister, Lucy, worked there, too.
I worked at the Sawyer
Factory. Uh-huh.
What year was that you worked there?
God, what year was it?
43, 44? 40,
around, no.
Yeah, because
later.
I
went to Lucky in 44.
No, I
and
worked later
I
there.
I worked at the Sawyer shop before
uh-huh.
that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was only getting 65 cents an hour. She was getting more because she was a machine operator.
Yeah.
Working on the floor, you know,
uh-huh.
bundles or whatever.
Yeah.
Is that where you guys were on that strike?
Yeah, that's where we went on a strike because we wanted a dollar an hour. And all we got was 80 cents an hour more after the strike. We went on a strike there at San Fernando.
How many workers were there about?
Oh, God. How many workers? There was quite a few.
About 100.
But,
maybe,
yeah.
Something like that. Quite a few.
Yeah, about 100.
And were
mm-hmm.
you, who organized it, and what were the reasons for wanting a greater wage?
Well, we were in the union. The union came in. And then they talked to the people, and the people decided to go on a strike so we could get more money. They said we should be getting more money than that.
What was the name of the organization?
Which union?
I think it's still going.
What was the name of the union?
Is it the garment?
AW.
No, but the garment outfit, I think it's still going in L.A.
Mm-hmm. It's still on. The same union's still on.
And it's the one that all the garment workers
belong to. Yeah, it's the same one. Mm-hmm. But we started it here in San Fernando. Mm-hmm. Now it's all the garment places are union now over here.
So was it unusual for the workers to be striking, and what was that experience like?
Oh, well, not really. We all just used to get together and walk around with signs. And we'd all take turns carrying the signs around.
Do you remember how long you were on strike for?
Oh, God, it wasn't too long because the owner of the factory needed his shirts out because he had orders for those shirts. So I guess not even a month, I don't think. But maybe a month, not even a month.
So was that? Do you remember that being a hardship because you weren't earning money during that time?
Oh, yeah, it was because the union wasn't paying us to go on the strike. In those days, they didn't pay you to go on a strike.
You weren't married, though.
No, I wasn't married yet.
But for other women, too, it may have been very...
Oh, yeah, there were older women there that depended on that money for their families.
So yeah. Did when the owner came back and offered 5 cents more, how was it decided that you would stop striking and accept that?
Well, a lot of the women wanted to go back to work, because they were already losing money. So they decided to accept the offer.
Did you feel victory? Was there a...
Well, not really, because... Well, I was making more than that, more than the 75 cents an hour. I was making $2 an hour with a machine, and working on the machines. I worked both machines.
Okay.
And the button, putting buttons on the shirts, it was special machines, buttons. I even got my finger, I got the needle right through my finger.
Oh, yeah.
It's crooked, it went right through the bone. And I was making buttonholes too, making buttonholes on the shirts and putting buttons on the shirts. It was special machines.
What were the conditions like there? What happened when you put the needle through your
Well, right away somebody came because the needle was still in because I stopped the power right away and it was still in, so somebody came and just worked the machine over and took the needle out. But then they took me to the hospital and I was off for about a month.
She didn't get any money.
Yeah,
no?
No. There was no workman's compensation.
No, nothing. No. There was nothing then. So I didn't get anything for it.
Did it affect the movement in this finger?
Not really. No. But it was quite a while before I went back to work.
Yeah. Did other women have accidents there too?
Yeah, there were quite a few that had accidents there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember there's a photo that we copied from you from the library, and you're standing there with the signs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
See, I don't remember that. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that one of the ladies took a picture.
I didn't see that picture.
You didn't?
Yeah, uh-huh.
You
have that picture.
Yeah, I have it. Uh-huh.
Were there mostly Mexican-American women working?
Yes. Uh-huh.
That's all it
mostly.
Was Japanese.
It was Japanese. Oh, Japanese, yeah, Mary was her name, a Japanese lady.
The Japanese family in San Fernando had been here for quite a while, too.
For years,
it had hurt so much when they took them away, because we went to school with their children. And once in a while, we think of them, because we went to school with them. I don't know, whatever happened to those families, they never came back. They never got their property back.
When the Japan started the war, that's when they took them.
They all went to camp. Uh-huh. They all had to go to camps for the whole war.
Camps.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Whatever. They owned their property, but
we never saw them anymore. Never.
But we really had sad. Japanese people in the sewing shops.
That's right. We did. A family. It's really something.
And there was we treated them real nice because they were good people. Nobody treated them bad. Nobody, even at school, we had one colored boy and one colored girl in school. And everybody treated them so nice because they were real nice kids. See, there was no, we never treated any different nationalities in school, didn't mean nothing. Everybody treated it real good. Well, we were treated when we were out, you know, like to go to the show or to cross the street over here to get our mail, then you weren't wanted on this side of the street, on this side of Truman, you know, this way.
Oh, what was the division line? Truman?
Truman, yeah.
And which side of Truman?
This Truman was white. This side of Truman was white, and from Truman down the other way was strictly Mexican people.
Oh, it's so the south side?
Japanese people, yes.
The north Japanese side people. Was white people.
But the colored people lived in Pacoima, which in Pacoima there was hardly, not very many people. Very deserted, mostly vacant, you know, vacant lots.
Lots,
very
fields.
Few, people. And we all got along real good. Mm-hmm.
Were there any other times when you or people you knew faced racial prejudice? Like you were saying, you know, like that thing at the post office or the movie theater, you had to sit down.
Remember you said you couldn't go to that dance place or that, what was that? Fin and Feather or what was that?
Oh, well, the bars in San Fernando.
No, not the bars. You know that one where you said your brother-in-law worked?
Yeah, it's a restaurant with a cocktail lounge.
It was one of the better bars. Mm-hmm. It was a bar. But one of our nicer ones, you know? And in fact, we had two or three, and Mexican weren't allowed in there. Not at Fin and Feathers. Uh-huh. No way. We had dances sometimes from the weddings, which was Porter Hotel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You didn't see no Mexican people going in there, no way. And the Friends, which was one of the older families, although they didn't come in here till later, and our families knew each other, but yet you couldn't have nothing to do with going in there. Because you couldn't, in the first place, we couldn't afford it, you know, to go in there and have lunch or stuff. And then if you did, they'd turn around and look at you like, what are you doing in here? You know, if you wanted, because see, we rented a house from them. And sometimes my mother would send us to pay the rent, and they'd look at you to see what you were doing in there. Like you had no business in that hotel. And that was in 1936, 37. So even then yet, there was a lot of that. I remember when I graduated, not graduated, but 1937, I went to apply for a job at Thrifty's drugstore. No way. You know, in the first place, I didn't have the education, that's what they told me. And they didn't have any Mexican people working for them in 1936.
Did they say that?
36 or 37.
Really, they said that?
Oh, yeah. I wish the man was alive that bit in his face.
Ooh,
if I only knew then what I know now. When I moved in this house, this was strictly white. But still then.
What year was that?
Let's see. What year Carrie died?
65, Carrie died.
1965. Mm-hmm. We moved in here. And my youngest boy was he only had like 2 or 3 weeks of school to graduate. And he had already had his papers to go to service. So we were living in a four-bedroom house. And just my husband and I, so we moved over here. And boy, they're all out on the sidewalks watching us, taking our furniture down. I don't know if they're watching our furniture to see what kind of furniture we had. But then after all our furniture was in the house, the next-door neighbor comes and wants to know how many children I had. And if we had a lot of company, and if we made parties with white people. And I said, well, I've got two boys, but one's married, and the other will be going to service in 3 weeks. I said, why? She said, well, we just didn't want somebody moving in here with a lot of children. And I said, well, how many have you got? She had five. All little ones. All little children. And I would go outside, and I'd say, good morning. She'd never answer. I think we were neighbors for 5 or 6 years. We never, never once said good morning to her. She never answered. I guess she didn't want to have nothing to do with me. I don't know. So, but that's the way it was, because it was still white.
Yeah.
Now it's not. Now there's only one couple, older people our age, that's still here. All the rest is Mexican. So see how things have changed.
And these are Mexicans from Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
You know?
This is different now. Different now for us. Yeah. Now we're the ones that are prejudiced.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now now they tell us off.
Yeah.
I wish I could tell the words you call us. It's sad. It's
yeah.
To see that you're treated that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's right. That's why I tell you, I wish I knew then what I know now. I have lived all my life. I work for the elections and do whatever, you know. I've been in the jury. Oh, now I'm too old for that. I just sent them the other day and said, I can't take it anymore. I'm too old and mm-hmm. my medication. Can't do it. But I've done all that. And I'm proud of it. Because it's my duty to do it, right?
So you worked for the election board, helping put the elections on at the
polls? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like November the 2nd and stuff like that. Although now, I don't know how much longer I can take it because you have a lot of sitting and you sit there for hours. And I think the younger generation like hers, they should take over. She works
with
a lot of stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's getting too tiresome for me.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the zoot suit days? I mean, did you ever wear zoot suits or was that?
See, my parents could afford it then. She had one made.
I had one made in Los Angeles. Yeah.
And so girls wore them too?
Yeah, girls wore them.
Oh, and then, like a man's suit.
Yeah, like a man's suit. They were gabardine material. They were just like a man's suit.
You have a picture mm-hmm. in one, remember?
Yeah, I took it over there. But
I remember the picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. We have that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do? I don't even show it to my children.
Why not?
I don't know. It's
embarrassing, I guess.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So what was this whole zoot suit thing about?
It was just mainly boys and girls that wanted to dress that way, I guess.
It's the baggy pants.
Yeah.
Style,
just like
it's
Gary.
It's here and it's gone because you know it.
Yeah.
But it's not because you belong to a gang.
No,
you just that you want to dress like the other person. If you afford it, you buy it.
Yeah,
it was really right. It was the high style.
Yeah, it was a style then. And
but then you could buy it at the store. You had to have it made. You had to go to Main Street in L.A. and have it made.
Yeah.
Choose your material and have it made.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
mostly.
She could afford it, so she could have it made. See, we couldn't.
Yeah.
She did.
What's interesting to me is that there's been, you know, movies and things like that, and they show all the men wearing the zoot suits, zoot suiters, but they don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there is really an awareness that the women, you know, were wearing this
the same thing.
Uh
huh. Yeah, my mom said that if you were going steady with a guy, you tried to dress like him.
Like him.
It was like a couple thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
Did you do that?
Yeah. But it was like that.
The woman didn't wear the chains like the men did.
No, they didn't.
They
just mostly did the hairdo, the high hairdos, and
pompadours.
Yeah, pompadours, hairdos, and
rats. So what do you call the rats you wear on
the hair? Up. There were three, like, we used to buy them at the 5 and 10 cent store. Mm-hmm. There were three, like, they had like artificial hair in them and netting.
Yeah.
They had like netting on them. And they were long, and you'd put about three of them up here, and then you put your hair over them.
Because you want to make your hair tall on top.
Yeah. Uh-huh. My husband says, my husband laughs and says, I used to carry my knife up there. I says, what knife? No. He just does it to make fun of me, because he sees a picture.
Rowdy girls.
Yeah, from L.A. They used to do that. Not the Valley girls. The girls
Valley,
from the Valley.
You didn't see no rowdies, things like that.
It was different in the Valley from L.A.
Did you remember when the Zoot Suit Riots happened in L.A.?
That was in the 40s. In the
40s?
Yeah. In the 40s.
Did they have any trouble like that here? You know, beating up people because they wore Zoot Suits?
No. Not really. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-mm. They weren't.
Not like they did in L.A.
Mm-mm.
Go into the city.
That's where we used to go buy our dresses for
$2.98.
Yeah.
Where was that?
That was
Broadway
place.
And
whatever the stores are.
Yeah.
Starting from 3rd and 4th and 5th Broadway, and would buy it. My mother would buy me a dress and my sister a dress for $5, $2.98 each. And we were dressed to kill, mm-hmm. I tell you. And Lord, take her, mm-hmm. because it was the clothes were different than here in the valley.
Really?
And, mm-hmm. yeah, there was more to choose from. Mm-hmm. And it would take us an hour and a half, an hour and 15 minutes to get to L.A., because you'd have to go down San Fernando Road, you know?
All the way.
Yeah.
All the way. And then, like, her, she wanted her soup.
Yeah.
My mother would have to take her to L.A. and order it and
have it fitted. And
actually, you had a caprice and pants. Well, you also had the skirt.
I had a skirt, too.
What was that
I
for?
Didn't. The skirt.
You had capris, and they were real tight in the bottom, real narrow in the bottom, and they were sort of wide.
Mm-hmm.
And then narrow in the bottom.
Capris?
Well, that's pants. Part of the
zoot. Part. The pants. And then the skirt was real short, and the coat was almost as long as the skirt.
Down to your knees, the pants were long.
Oh, yeah.
And then the skirt was...
The skirt was real short.
I never could. She used to dress way up high.
Yeah.
You know, at that time, who cared?
Mm-hmm. You know?
So what did your mother think of all this?
She was more modern by then.
Uh-huh. She was. She was really more modern.
My mother never touched her. Mm-hmm. I don't think she ever knew what a slap was by then. You know? Times changed. More modern.
Yeah.
Just like our generation is now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with our grandchildren and stuff. I can sit with my grandchildren and discuss whatever they want to discuss. I will. I'll do it with them.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't do it.
You know? I know.
When the live-in situation, it was hard at first, but now everybody lives together. Nobody thinks nothing.
No, they don't.
You just change with the times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Hi, this is my husband, Joe.
Hi there.
Uh-huh.
I talked about you a little bit.
Why she married you? You'll be surprised.
Well, you're changing now.
I'm going to put this on pause for a minute. Just took a pause there.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about the wakes.
Well, my mother would have wakes because we had a big house, a big living room.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, people didn't use the mortuaries. I don't know if they couldn't afford it, they charged or what, but they would ask my mother to use her living room. People we didn't even know. And they would. And here, we would have to cross to the living room to go into the bedroom to go to bed while all the people were in the living room.
With a casket.
Crying and all this stuff. Hmm. And they would bring their own coffee and make their own stuff and use of the kitchen. We didn't even know these people. But my mother never had the nerve to tell them no.
Well, because she had a big living room and people around her and said, we had it over at Fonseca's house.
Now one person, another one and come and knock at your door. And you don't know who they are. You don't. But my mother hated to say no. And then sometimes there'd only be one or two persons just sitting there at 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. You know how you have
all
to go
night.
To the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And we would have to go through the living room and here's this casket there. No, scary.
Scary.
You know, to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Did she charge or was it just something different?
No, nothing. Her favor. She never charged. She
just a favor.
A favor.
Mm-hmm.
Like Georgia, that boy, what was the name of the boy that was killed in...
Richie,
when he was killed. And they brought him all the way to San Fernando and they...
Oh, yeah, Richie, in Castroville.
He was here, so they had the wake at my house.
Mm-hmm.
Young kid.
Richie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. People did things like that, and you never charged. Or your clothes, you would give them from one person to the other. None of this swap meet yards with a full of clothes. Everybody gave whatever. If it was a dresser you didn't need, an old dresser, naturally, you would give it to your next-door neighbor if they needed it, or whoever. I still do it. I haven't got the guts to sell my clothes. I'd take them to the veterans' hospital, whatever, because I remember, you know how it was.
Are there any traditions that have been passed down in your family that you can remember? Like it could have to do with food or
just the special things all the time.
Christmas.
That's our main thing. I mean, it's like a must to have tamales for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Although we're all having a heck of a time trying to learn how to make them, they don't come out right.
Right.
But was it your mother that made the tamales?
Then, like my children will. They have to come over here and have Mexican food because the wives don't fix it. So on Sundays, they're here. you know, this is why some reason I'm stuck here, because they come for breakfast. Because they're going to have the potatoes and the eggs and the beans and tortillas and the whatever, all that stuff. Because their wives don't fix it. So they come over here. And I like it because at least I get to see them. You know, I enjoy it. Sometimes he gets mad and he says, you know, I said, no, but that's the only thing, you know, we can really spend time with the children. So that's the tradition, because we used to do the same thing. We always have.
We used to, and my mother's. Used to make menudo. Grandma would make menudo. And Sundays would go to her house and eat menudo. And she'd complain, and then if you didn't go, she'd complain. Either way, she would complain.
She did, or if you didn't, she'd complain.
Either way, she complained that she had to cook for everybody, and she complained that they didn't show up.
Really? Yeah.
Because she goes to church on Sundays. And I said, Mona, how can I go to church? By 7:30, the first one arrives for breakfast. By 10 to 11, the last one's leaving. That's what happened to me this last Sunday. I said, what time was it? I didn't even wash dishes because he was just leaving. So I can't go to church. Because that's an excuse. Because
I got a night mass.
They have. Yeah. Yeah, or Saturdays too, I could go to mass. But,
Saturday?
But I won't drive at night. That's an excuse.
I wouldn't either now with a mother.
I know it, huh? The way it's getting bad.
What about for you, Ramona? Are there any traditions that that you have passed down in your family?
Not really. Just we all get together Thanksgiving Day. That's we always do.
Oh, before you had mentioned the fiesta at San Fernando Fiesta.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What was that?
Well, it's an annual fiesta they have in San Fernando. It's been going on for years and years. It's in June.
And years ago, and they used to choose a queen.
They still choose a queen.
They're not the same anymore.
They're not. They used to have street dances before. And they used to close up a certain street in town.
Too, with California style, the long dress and the combs and the,
Fiesta.
Like Spanish style.
Spanish style.
The people dress like that.
If you went, would you dress like that to go to the dance?
No.
Or it was the people
didn't.
In the parade?
No, just walking around town. This would be the whole week. And people walk around the whole town with the men with their black hats and their red scarves. And it was a tradition, and everybody dressed up. Not everybody, but a lot of the people did.
A lot of the people.
And you'd walk around town dressed up for the whole week, Spanish style. But now they still have the fiestas, but it's not.
It's not the same.
They just have it like the one day.
It's changed.
The parade. That's it.
They used to have real nice parades, remember?
Yeah. It was really
And then a great big carnival would come to San Fernando Park.
They don't have parades anymore.
They don't have no more parades. They don't have that big carnival.
Just the park at the park, they have the carnival. That's it.
Yeah, so it's not like the carnivals we used to have. Okay,
no.
Huge carnivals.
They were big. Really huge. Carnivals.
And then years before that, like say in 1928, 1929, the fiestas, it was a must. You had a play, something like the Ramona play, the Indians. We'd have, they choose a girl, and she would be the Indian girl, and then they choose a boy. And we'd have a play at the mission, San Fernando Mission. And the kids would dress like Indians. That's when, like, when I went to school, we were little, and the kids would dress as Indians, and they'd put us back as the background. Our costumes would be made out of gunny sacks, and they'd sit in the back, they'd put a feather in here. And that would be, I think the play would only be the one night. And then the next night would be something else. And
was that an annual play?
It's an annual.
Every June.
Oh, that was the children in the play was part of the fiesta.
Fiesta. And that was something really great. And that is when the Mexicans and white people got together. There. You know, because I guess they needed us. I don't know what it was. And then they'd have a street dance. No fights. You know, it was just entirely different. The whole week, it would be something going on every night. They'd pick you up if you didn't have a beer, and then make-believe jail, and little things like that. It was a fun week. For all this called. They still have them. They say it's a June fiesta, but it's not. It's not the same anymore.
No, it isn't.
Before, it was so big you would look forward to.
Yeah.
It was a big thing.
Nice. We'd have actors at Cowboys, you know,
on the parades.
Western. What's their names, Ernie?
Rodeo.
Sure. The parades.
Well, the parades, the reason they didn't have no fights or anything is because there was no liquor sold. That was before the prohibition.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Prohibition ended in 33. And we're talking, you're talking before 33.
Yeah.
At the fiestas at the mission. Mm-hmm. To bring the Indians, and they used to make their, build their huts there, their wigwams, and live out there, and they'd parade around the place, and people could see how the Spaniards and the Indians lived there at the mission.
That's one of those Indian stories that we had.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. One question I had was kind of skipping back and forth here. But how many children do each of you have?
Well, I only had two boys.
I got three, two girls and a boy.
Mm-hmm. And are they grown now?
Oh, yeah, they're all married and have children. Have one great-grandchildren.
Do you have grandchildren, too?
Oh. Nine grandchildren and five great-grandchildren.
Six.
Uh-oh, another one last year, huh?
He lost track.
Okay. Don't ask me their names because I don't know.
Oh, really?
Wait till they hear the tape.
I have a hard time with names.
Alina, Natalie, and Andre, and Carrie's little baby, and Jerry's little girl.
The little girl, but he doesn't know the name.
No, he doesn't know names. He's as bad as I am.
Have you been involved with politics?
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Never have.
No. What about different clubs or organizations in the community?
I never belonged to a club in my life.
American Legion?
Well, he does, but I don't join. She does.
I belong to the American Legion Auxiliary, mm-hmm. San Fernando Post 176.
And when did you join that?
I joined that in 1979.
And what are some of the activities?
Oh, bless you.
What kind of activities do you do?
Oh, well,
we have
Christmas parties, Halloween parties for the children. Mm-hmm. And what else do we have? Ernie knows. we go to the VA hospital once in a while and help out up there. At the Sepulveda VA hospital. No.
That's about. And they use a hall.
Oh, yeah, that's really nice because they've done that for us in our
country. Uh-huh. I don't belong to them, but she does.
Uh-huh.
Is it the women's auxiliary?
Women's auxiliary. Mm-hmm. The men's, the men are the legion. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. The women are the auxiliary. Yeah, they offer the hall a lot, sometimes to the people, the members. The family pass away. They have the receptions there, the hall.
What churches have your family been involved in or in this area
Growing up? St. Ferdinand Church, because that's the only one we had.
Well, how about the Santa Rosa? That was the old one.
That was built way after.
No, the Santa Rosa was first.
No.
On Hewitt Street.
St. Ferdinand was first. That's where my mother was baptized.
No.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. The old one on Sela Street. The old wooden one. Little
house.
Oh, and
little house. Where was that church?
You know what church? That was a church.
I don't remember that.
Then
you said that was the only one?
St. Uh-huh. Ferdinand Church, Catholic Church, is the only one that we had that we went to on our section.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there was one on this side of the street because that
was... What about the one in the barrio that used to be the Santa Rosa and they knocked it down?
Yeah, but that...
That was an old...
The Mexican builder, Mexican church, Santa Rosa. But that wasn't built till later. Our original church is St. Ferdinand Church. It's the first one we had in those years. And that's where I
was. So your mother, who was baptized in 1900,
so was
right?
My grandmother baptized at the St. Ferdinand Church. That's why I say it was our first church.
And then when you were growing up, which church did you go to?
St. Ferdinand. Mm-hmm. You still go. She's
still I goes. Still
my
go there.
Goes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I'm too old.
But after, then there were other churches after that, like the
Santa Rosa.
Santa Rosa.
Because that's where we got married, the Mexican church.
Mm-hmm.
And, but then, I know, well, it's still there, but now it's...
Yeah, but...
to.
So they still stick to Saint Ferdinand.
You mean there was a Saint Ferdinand's church before this?
Yeah, there was. It was right in back of our old house, and we lived on Silas. It was right in back on Pico, wasn't it?
I remember
on
when the they Pico. Built the Saint Ferdinand's church, but I didn't know there was a church.
Yeah, there was a wooden church, and then to the side of it was like a school, wasn't it?
Your church was upstairs.
Uh-huh. Upstairs.
Was it like a
I remember.
A school, everyday kind of school, or was it just for...
It was a Catholic school.
A Catholic school. Saint Ferdinand.
The school was, the church was upstairs, and then the school was on the bottom floor.
Uh-huh.
Then they built the one we got
the new one.
That one was built, I guess, I don't know, 42, 43.
No.
All I know is that that property was offered for me to $750 when he was in the army in 1940.
You never bought it.
I didn't have the money to buy it.
$700.
That property, I couldn't buy it.
So was going to church an important thing in your family when you were growing up?
Oh, yes. Well, it was the only outing we had. And dress up to go to church. You get to dress up on Sundays to go to church. Well, that's the way we felt, you know. It was like an outing to go to church on Sundays.
And it was something to look forward to?
Yeah. When we were little, well, she wasn't born yet. My father's